Good evening, and welcome to the Dr. Zeus Film Podcast. Tonight, we're going to talk about Dreamgirls from the Broadway musical with music by Henry Krieger and the lyrics by Tom Ian, based on the show business aspirations and successful R&B acts such as the Supremes, the Shirelles, James Brown, Jackie Wilson, and others. With a cast from Jennifer Holliday, Shirley Ralph, Loretta Devine, Ben Harney, Clevant Derricks, Vondi Curtis Hall, and Oba Badadua. And then in 2006, directed by Bill Condon, starring Jennifer Hudson in her Oscar-winning role, Jimmy Fox, Beyoncé Knowles, Eddie Murphy, Danny Glover, Anika Noni Rose, Keith Robinson. Dreamgirls, work of fiction, taking strong inspiration from the history of the Motown record label and one of the acts, the Supremes. The story follows the history evolution of R&B music from the 1960s to the 1970s through the eyes of the Detroit, Michigan girl group known as the Dreams and their manipulative record executive. Does that sound familiar? This movie is legendary. Jennifer Hudson had been on American Idol, had gotten cut. Simon Cowell had really just made her time there a living hell. And you know what the consolation prize was? She got to play Effie in Dreamgirls and went on to win an Academy Award. Inspired by the Supremes member Florence Ballard, Effie is a talented yet temperamental singer who suffers when Curtis, the man she loves, replaces her as the lead singer of the Dreams and his love interest, and later drops her altogether with the help of Jimmy's old manager, Marty. Effie begins to resurrect her career a decade later while raising her daughter, Magic, the offspring of her union with Curtis. Hudson won the Golden Globe Award and the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress, among other honors, for her portrayal of Effie. Hudson had become the first American Idol contestant to win both major awards. And then, of course, you've got Eddie Murphy as James Jimmy Thunder, who was inspired by James Brown, Jackie Wilson, and Marvin Gaye. And Eddie Murphy was nominated for the Oscar. He didn't win. You know, this is a legendary movie with a lot of musical performances that we can't play. You know, of course, that signature song, I Am Telling You. Come on, come on. You don't have to watch the movie to know what I'm talking about. Jennifer Hudson and Dreamgirls. What a class act. You know, I can hear that song in my head right now. And Jennifer Hudson and the cast were aware of the shoulders they were standing on, as were the Broadway cast of Dreamgirls. And what that, you know, achieved, you know. Jennifer Hudson won an Academy Award. You know, Diana Ross had been nominated for an Academy Award. None of the other Supremes got a chance to dive into acting. And so that is a tribute to, you know, what everyone had sacrificed. And Jennifer Hudson just gives it her all in Dreamgirls. She is a standout performance in Dreamgirls. She should have got the best actress, not just the supporting, because it, in a way, it is a lead performance. So, yeah.
Say that in English.
Nationwide distribution of our version of One Night Only, Effie.
On our own label.
That sounds good to me.
And remember, Curtis, if these negotiations fall apart, you're going straight to jail.
That's right, Curtis. You stopped me once, but you'll never stop me again.
Oh, we can't play the music. We can't play the music.
You are.
Look at me. Look at me.
Well, we can play a little bit of the brilliance of Jennifer Hudson breathing life into Effie. You know, what an extraordinary film, a heartbreaking film. But it's about the music. You know, you think of what it's based off of, the Supremes, the Shirelles, and the hurdles and the pitfalls, and what those lasting achievements meant, and how they brought everyone together musically. This is a pivotal moment of the film.
How do you go with American Fancy?
Time is not right.
Well, maybe they'll be more interested after we play the Copa.
They're only playing the Copa.
What?
I'm breaking you and Jimmy up.
I know what you're doing, Curtis. You're breaking us up because you don't want me with Jimmy. None of you do because you're all jealous. Well, nothing's breaking me and Jimmy up. Nothing.
I'm breaking you up because Jimmy's going back out on the road while you stay here and open your own act.
Did you say our own act? Yeah. Finally, Curtis, this is what I've been waiting for. I love you. Mm. Oh, honey, I'm fine with that. I mean, I love me some Jimmy, but I don't want to be singing behind him the rest of my life.
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting the Dreams. Dreamettes, little girls, you women now.
See, Dean, I told you.
We're opening in a week, so we got a lot of work to do. We're going to have a lot of changes. I'm bringing on Jolly Jenkins to stage a whole new show. He's done movies, Broadway, club acts, you name it. New wigs, the expensive kind. Brand new costumes to appeal to a younger crowd. And, Effie. Dean is gonna sing lead.
Dean is doing what?
Lead.
What do you mean? I always sing lead. Tell him, Cece.
And we're trying something new, Effie.
Yeah.
You know about this?
Curtis and I talked it over. He said it's only temporary.
We finally get the chance to have our own act, and Dana's doing lead. She can't sing like I can. She's right, Curtis, I can't. I don't want to.
Now, y'all gonna do what I tell you to do. This is a new sound with a new look.
New look? Nobody can see her on a record.
The way to be able to change things is by appealing to kids, and kids today watch television.
So Dana's gonna sing the lead because you like the way she looks. Am I ugly to you, Curtis?
How I feel about you, come on. Don't make it personal.
But what am I supposed to do? Dina's beautiful and she's always been beautiful. But I've got the voice, Curtis. I've got the voice. You can't put me in back.
And that's what happens. And that pivotal moment of the film, You're Gonna Love Me. Can't play it. We can't play it. But, you know, to just talk about Dreamgirls and what it did and the impact, music. Dreamgirls received positive reviews from critics. Okay. On December 10th, 2006, Ebert and Roper, rest in peace, Roger Ebert, gave the film 2 thumbs up. Roper's reservations, it was a little short on heart and soul and deeply conventional. Roper still enjoyed the film, noting that Jennifer Hudson's rendition of I Am Telling You, I'm Not Going as a show-stopping moment of the film. I very much enjoyed Murphy's performance. Yeah. Oh, God. And here we go. It won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for Miss Jennifer Hudson. Diana Ross, long critic of the Broadway version of Dreamgirls for what she saw as an appropriation of her life story, denied having seen the film version. On the other hand, Mary Wilson attended the film's Los Angeles premiere, later stating that Dreamgirls moved her to tears and that it was closer to the truth than they even know. Isn't that interesting? So here we talk about Mary Wilson and Dreamgirls. You know, Diana Ross didn't go see it. If Florence Ballard were alive, she would have seen Dreamgirls. But to have Mary Wilson say, it moved me. And that's important right there. And that's the importance and the impact of Dreamgirls. Not just the Broadway play, but the movie. The payola scheme used in the film script, to which Robinson took offense, is identical to the payola scheme used allegedly by Gordy and the other Motown executives. According to sworn court depositions from Motown executive Michael Lushka, offered during the litigation between the label and its chief creative team, Holland Dozier Holland, several references are also made to the mafia-backed loans Curtis uses to fund Rainbow Records. Gordy was highly suspected, though never proven to have used mafia-backed loans to finance Motown during its later years. So see, there's that. Dreamgirls was nominated for Best Supporting Actor, Eddie Murphy, Best Supporting Actress, Jennifer Hudson, Best Art Direction, John Mahi, Nancy High, Best Costume Design, Sharon Davis, Best Sound Mixing, Michael Minker, Bob Beamer, Willie D. Burton, and Best Original Song, Listen, Love You I Do, and Patience. Dreamgirls is a moment, and it was a top film of 2006. And what the film did is, if you notice, as I said earlier, it moved Mary Wilson, one of the original founders of the Supremes, and yet Diana Ross wouldn't see it, probably because the truth was hard for her to face. But we all know, when I say Dreamgirls, and you all know, we all think of that song, I Am Telling You, I'm Not Going. As always, Unpleasant Dreams. And rest in peace, Mary Wilson. Tonight's show is for you. Dreamgirls all the way. In fact, that's the name of her biography, Dreamgirl. So, Unpleasant Dreams.